Welcome to the message segment of Element of Carry Center International. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. This morning, I'd like to speak to us on the topic I've titled The Essence of Prayer. Hallelujah. The Essence of Prayer. But I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you have the desired result in your life? Do you have the desired result in your life? Do you pray? If I ask that question, do you pray? I know that the answer is yes. If you pray, then why do you pray? And what do you pray? And what is your definition of prayer? All of these are questions that if you can provide answers to them, it will do us a great deal. But starting from the rear, which is, what is your definition of prayer? Prayer is but not limited to a direct, personal, and intentional communication with God. A direct, personal, and intentional communication with God. That is when you talk to God, when you talk with God. It's connecting with God in form of adoration. When you connect with Him in form of adoration, talking about worship, talking about reverence, with deep respect and love. Why you pray? And what you pray for will certainly stem from your reverence and your deep love for Him. If I ask you, do you love God? Your answer will certainly be yes. But do you love Him? Connecting with God in form of supplication. You're asking and pleading for a cause. Asking and pleading for a particular cause. Connecting with God in petition. Praise God. Making a request for a cause. Connecting with God in thanksgiving. Making confessions to God. Prayer is all of this, but not just limited to them. It is an intimate and pure relationship with God. Do you have it? We are talking about the essence of prayer. Love comes with intimacy and pure relationship. When you love, you give. So when you love God, you give yourself to Him. When you love one, you give yourself to the one that you love. So prayer is also when you give yourself to God because you love Him. Prayer identifies your deepest true desires and intentions. It's a way to let God know what your true desires are, what your deep desires are, what your intentions are. Prayer is seeking God in everything and by everything. That is prayer. So, what is its essence? Prayer is about being in the presence of God and letting that fellowship change you. There is no one that will be with God. There is no one that will communicate with God. And yet you remain unchanged. It means that you have not communicated with Him. As mighty and big that God is, then you communicate with Him, you pray to Him, and yet things remain unchanged. I do not understand that. Prayer is not without fellowship. Prayer is not without fellowship. It's beyond words that you just speak. It's communication, and then there is understanding. There is partnership. Hallelujah. Now, talking about fellowship, it just dawned on me that Adam and Eve took their fellowship with God for granted, and so they fell. They fell flat. Why? Because they took that fellowship for granted. They took their fellowship with God for granted. They failed to value that intimacy with God. They did not value it. And I'll let you know why that they did not value it and how they did not value it. In Genesis chapter 2, if you read from verse 16 and to 17, God asked them, He said, "And the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat." This was the command that God gave to Adam. That every tree of in the garden eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you will eat from it, then you will die. That's what the Bible says. But eventually they did. Now, they had fellowship almost every day with God. In the cool of the evening, God will come down and fellowship with them, with Adam and Eve. I'm talking about two of them. Now, God will come down and then have fellowship with them. But once they had fellowship with the devil, they fell. Once they had fellowship with the devil, they fell. Hallelujah. They had fellowship with God every day. But they had fellowship with the devil once. They fell. The Bible lets us know in Genesis chapter 3, if you read from verse 1 to 9, we're not going to read it. Praise God. The devil came, Satan came in the form of serpent and said, "Eat." People have said that Eve did not know. Eve knew. She knew. Because she told devil that God said we should not eat of this one. Let's look at Genesis chapter 3. Let's look at from verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, talking about the serpent, said to the woman, has God indeed said you should not eat of every tree of the garden? Verse 2. He said, and the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. But it was not Adam that was speaking. It was Eve that was speaking. Am I correct? He said, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, we should not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. So Eve had an idea. But the question is, you had fellowship. You've always had fellowship with God every day of your life. Now here comes Satan. He comes to you and says, this, that is the one you believe. One instance. Praise God. Now, eating the forbidden fruit did not only stem from deceit, but it came from a decision. And it was a shift in focus from God's trust. God always came down to fellowship. In other words, here I'm talking about prayer. This is what happens to us. Every day we wake up, we commune with God, we pray with God. We pray to God, sorry. We talk with God. We talk to God. We say, God, this, that. But once there is a shift in focus, we derail. What is the essence of your prayer? Why do you pray? In John chapter 5, verse 14, the Bible says that we have a confidence. This is the confidence that we have. Look at it. John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, please. 1 John 5, 14. He said, and this is the confidence that we have. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. The essence of prayer. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, God hears us. And he answers us. Now, Adam and Eve would always fellowship with God. If they were not sure, why did they not go back to God? Since they have fellowship with him. And report the matter to him. And said, this is what this guy has come to say to us. But because they saw that the fruit was beautiful, they had a desire. It was, in fact, it looked nice. And so their throat entered. And so they ate from it. They forgot all the command that God gave to them. At this point, their fellowship with God didn't matter. It was useless. It didn't make any sense. So why do we fellowship with God? Why do we commune with God? Why should we commune with God and yet things remain unchanged? Ask anything in his name. According to his will, he hears us. And in John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus speaking, said, I have chosen you. You didn't choose me. He said, you did not choose me, but I have chosen you. And I've appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And that your fruit should remain. That whatever, hear this, that whatever that you ask the Father in my name, Jesus speaking. I am talking about the essence of prayer. That whatever that you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This is an assurance. From the scriptures, you pray to God according to his will. In the name of Jesus, he hears you. He answers you. He responds
to you according to what you have asked. I want to ask you, and I've asked this question before. Is it everything you ask God to do for you that he does for you? I've asked this question before. Praise God. Is it everything you pray and you ask the Lord to do for you that he does for you, that he responds to? Why? Does that negate what the Bible says? The Bible says that whenever we ask anything in his name, that is whenever we ask the Father anything, according to his will, in the name of Jesus, he hears us and he responds. He does according to it. That's what the Bible says to us. So how come we ask God for something, yet he doesn't do it for us? Could it be that the mistake is us? Praise God. Could it be that we're the ones that have made the mistake? Because I have an understanding that God's word cannot be broken. Praise God. You are ordained to receive answers when you make petitions or decrees in the name of Jesus, to God in the name of Jesus. You are bound to be answered. That's what the Bible lets us know. So when it doesn't go that way, what could be wrong? I am speaking on the essence of prayer. Prayer is not just to talk. Prayer, whenever you pray, you must get results. So if you don't get results, that's where the problem lies. Why? The essence of prayer is not the request and supplication that we make. It's not about the request. That's not the essence. It's not about the supplications that we make. That's not the essence. It is God's response to that request, to that petition, to that supplication, to the decrees and declarations that we make. God's response, the answers to them, is the essence of why we pray. Praise God. It's not because we open our mouth and then we pray. We must track whatever we pray. I have prayed this prayer. Has God answered me? If that answer has not come, you must find out why that answer has not come. You should find out. Why have I not received this answer? Because as Christians, we are not meant to be disadvantaged. We are not meant to be disadvantaged. As believers especially. As the ones that God has loved. I told you that when you talk about intimacy, then you must talk about love. By his love for us, he gave us everything that he needed to give to us. What about us? Do we give God everything that he needs from us? Do we? We must find out. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is the response, it is the answer that God brings that is the essence of our prayer. What you ever want in prayer is the demonstration of your faith. The reason why you speak and then you ask is a demonstration of your faith. And then you expect that thing that you have asked to be delivered to you. Praise God. Prayer is like you taking your money to go to a supermarket. And then you see something that you like. Praise God. You collect it. You go to the counter. You pay. What happens? They will give it to you. If they don't give it to you, what happens? What would you do? Praise God. That transaction is not complete. Am I correct? You cannot have that thing until you pay. But if you pay and they refuse to give it to you, that transaction is yet not completed. Until it's delivered to you, it's completed. So if you ask God, this is what I want, and the answer has not come, what happens? That's not the essence of the prayer that you made. The reason why you prayed is to get the answer to your prayer. Am I correct? That's the topic this morning, the essence of prayer. In the book of Mark chapter 10 verse 51, the Bible said that Jesus, as he passed by the blind Bartimaeus, a beggar, he was shouting. The blind Bartimaeus heard about Jesus. He began to cry, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus, he was shouting. Jesus heard him. But he said, "Call him. Bring him to me." When the man came, what did Jesus do? He looked at him and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus saw that he was blind. So Jesus knew that what he could have done for him is to heal him. Yet he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And what did the man say? He said, so Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, Rabbi, teacher, that I may receive my sight. He answered specifically. This was his request. "I want to receive my sight." Jesus asked him because Jesus wanted to see the demonstration of his faith in what he's asking. And so Jesus said, "Fine, you got what you asked." Jesus gave him what he asked. I learned this thing. If I'm praying, I don't just pray for people. If you meet me and say you want prayer, I'll ask you, what kind of prayer what do you want me to pray for you about? Even if you go to the hospital, you see that somebody is sick. Whatever you see in the scriptures, demonstrate it. And then you will see the result. Except the one that the Lord has spoken to you expressly to do. That's the difference. Of course, it's part of communication. Ask the person, "What do you want me to do? What do you want me to pray for you about?" Let the person speak what he wants. Do you know, you meet some people and say, "What do you want me to pray for you about?" They say, "I don't know. Just pray for me anything." Does this sound or look to you that the person is serious? The person doesn't even know what he wants. It means that the person doesn't even know what he's asking for. Even if you say pray to God, the person cannot specifically say, "God, this is what I want." There are people like that. Praise God. He says, when you come to God and ask anything in my name, Jesus speaking, my Father will do it for you. He wants you to ask. He wants you to pray so that you can track the delivery of the answer to that prayer. The reason why you pray is for the answer to come. When the answer has not come, what next? This is why it looks like many of the Christians are very disadvantaged. Praise God. Hallelujah. That question that Jesus asked him emphasizes the intentionality. It emphasizes the faith, the genuine and heartfelt personal request of that man. That's why Jesus asked, not because he didn't know. Praise God. So if you pray and God doesn't hear you, the prayer is meaningless. If you pray and God doesn't hear you, the prayer is useless. If you pray and God doesn't hear you, that prayer is unfruitful. There is nothing you can do about it. That's the fact. So I have come to challenge you today to track whatever thing that you pray, because that is the essence of your prayer. If you pray, If you need something from me, you come to me and say, please, give me this thing. And I tell all the stories. And I don't give you that thing. How do you classify it? Useless. My going to that man is unfruitful. My going to that man is meaningless. Because you came to ask me for something and I couldn't do it for you. Unfortunately, there is nothing that God cannot give to us. As long as it's in accordance with his will.
Praise God.
So when you pray to God, when you ask for anything from God and you don't get it, your asking is in vain. It's meaningless, it's useless, it's unfruitful. Praise God. That's what we know and that's what it is. But thanks to God that we have an assurance, a guarantee that anytime we pray to God and according to his will, especially, he hears us. And that's that scripture in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. It's an assurance, it's a guarantee. Praise God. It's a guarantee. God is not exactly to us what we are to our children. God is not exactly to us what we are to our children. God is much more. We're expected to be what he is to us, to our children. You know why many of our children don't turn out well? We do not give them how that we should give them. Praise God. Sometimes our children will ask us of something that does not align with us as parents, we give to them. Praise God. A child comes to you and asks you for something that you know will not favor him. But out of the fact that you don't want him to feel bad, you just give him. Praise God. God. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7. 6 to 11, we'll stop. Matthew 7 from 6. We'll stop at 11. Praise God. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Ask, it will be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. It says, for everyone who asks, receives. This is to God. When you ask, you ought to receive. For everyone who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door is opened to him. That's what the Bible tells us. Now, or what man is there among you who, if his son asked for bread, will give him a stone? Or he asked for a fish, he will give him a serpent? Verse 11, now, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gift to those who ask him? God will not answer or respond to your prayers when it is made outside his will. And that's why he said, how can you give something that is holy to the dogs? Or something that is very precious, you give it to the pigs. How can you? God will not answer your prayer when it is outside his will. Jesus has expressed this severally. Whatever you ask of him must be in accordance with his will. If it's outside his will, if it's outside his word, God will not answer. Maybe what you ask of him that you don't get answers for They are outside the will of God. And so God will not answer. I ask a question. Is it everything that you ask for from God that he gives to you? You said no. The essence of prayer is to receive answers to them. Hallelujah. There is hardly anything, fortunately, that isn't captured in the will of God, but they are in different perspectives. There is nothing that you find in this world that you cannot find in the Bible. Praise God. But it is out, listen, I'm very careful with my words, but it is outside the will of God to ask for something that will destroy you. God won't give it to you. Praise God. God will not answer you if you ask for something that will destroy you, even if it's found in the world. Hallelujah. If it is outside the will of God, God will not answer you. He won't give it to you. He cannot give you anything that you cannot handle. He will not give you anything that he cannot handle. Praise God. God will not answer you when he knows that that thing will destroy you. He will also not answer you when you break his commandments. He will not answer you. Praise God. You know, the Bible lets us know in the book of John chapter 16 verse 24. And it says, hitherto, have you asked nothing in my name? I'll read it in this scripture, in this version. Have you asked anything in my name? Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. But it says, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. God is committed that we receive that which you ask of him, that our joy may be full. How come we do not receive when we ask? Praise God. God is willing and committed to having your request granted, so that your joy may be full. He is your loving heavenly Father, and you can be confident to bring your requests before him with an assurance of a response. Praise God. So it's important that you pray in confidence. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. I love this scripture. I love it. It said, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. He said, let your request be made known to God. He said, worry about nothing. He said, be afraid of nothing. He said, but in everything by prayer, this is what God is asking us. He said, come to me. I'm your Father. Ask. But in everything by prayer and supplication. He says, with thanksgiving. Maybe some of us will come to God with our requests. We come to God with our supplications, but we do not come to him with thanksgiving. We don't call, and that's why I say we take him for granted. Praise God. We think, okay, he's our Father, so he's supposed to do it for us. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, in your communication with him, be thankful to him. In your communication with him, be show gratitude. In your request, in your prayer, in your supplication, in your petitions, show gratitude. Be thankful to him. He said, let that request come to him with thanksgiving. He says, then the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. That's what it says. And all peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says to us. Praise God. The Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 2. It says, you lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, Yet you do not have because you do not ask. Some of us don't ask. How will I know that you need something from me if you don't come to ask me? Come to ask me. Then if I don't give it to you, you know you've asked. But we fight. He said we war. We fight. We covet. Yet we don't receive. Simply because we do not ask. Go back to that scripture, please. We'll stop at verse 4. He said, you lost and do not have. You murder, you kill, you covet. You cannot still obtain. You don't need to do all those things. You don't need to steal. You don't need to murder. You don't need to covet. You don't need to backbite. You don't need to destroy somebody because you want something. You don't need to fight because you want something. All you need to do is to ask. Go to verse 3. He said, and then you ask and do not receive because you have asked amiss, that you may spend it. I told you that God will not give you something that will destroy you. Praise God. How can you be here? We that are here now. There are prayers that you should not pray. You should not pray. You are here. You say, Father, give me now. Give me a private jet. What do you want to do with it? You don't have a car. You say, give me a private jet. Do you know what it takes to maintain a private jet? You will get BP overnight and die. And God will not give it to you. Have you asked something that is wrong? Not exactly. But you will not. You may not receive answer to that prayer. Praise God. Because now you don't need a private jet. Hallelujah. You need a private. Okay, Father, give me Jeep. What do you need Jeep for? Can you maintain it? Praise God. But you have asked for Jeep so that the people in your compound will know that you have arrived. That's the reason. And then, even when you enter that Jeep, the speed you will run in this open road. Fear! He knows that you go and jam something and die. God will not give it to you. Praise God. He said, you have asked and you have not received because you've asked amiss. Amiss because you want to consume it on your lust. On your own. You want to use it for your own gratification. Go to verse 4. He says, adulterers, adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? It's asking a question. So whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Praise God. Some of us will ask because we want to use it for this purpose. Want to use it for this purpose to enjoy ourselves. He said, for such reason, you are already an enemy of the world. Sorry, you are already an enemy of God because you're friendly with the world. That's what it means. He said, do you not know that you have made yourself an enemy of God? You know, most of the time I come up here, I always refer to that rich young ruler. I always see it in different perspectives. Praise God. That man in Matthew chapter 19, if you look at from 16 to 22, we're not going to read it. The Bible lets us know that this man came to Jesus and said to him, Rabbi, what must I do to have eternal life? Jesus said all that he said to him. He said, I have kept all these commandments. Then Jesus said, okay, what next you will do is this. Sell your things. Sell everything you have. Give it to the poor. Come and follow me. Praise God. What did the man do? What did he do? I'm asking, you know, what did he do? We have talked about it before. The man walked away. The Bible said that he became angry. Sorrow filled his heart. Then he walked away. What does that tell you? Praise God. This is another dimension. It proved that the man was friendly with the world. That rich young ruler was friendly with the world. He rejected Jesus' offer. Jesus made an offer to him. Sell the things that you have. Come and follow me. He rejected it. Or you don't know that's what he did. Are you aware that's what he did? He rejected Jesus' offer. And then he walked away. And why did he reject his offer? He rejected it because of the love of his wealth and the worldly security that wealth provided for him. He felt it was greater than his desire to follow Jesus. And that's what many of us do today. And that's also why Jesus will still make the same offer to us. We'll reject it. He has made this offer severally to us. We have indirectly rejected them without knowing. Praise God. How do you not expect? Let me ask you, do you think that man would have eternal life? Do you think he will have eternal life? He will not have it. He will not have it. Conversely, there's another man, Cornelius, in the book of Acts chapter 10. We'll still not read it. Praise God. The same kind of people. Jesus made an offer to him. He accepted it. There are two different kinds of people. Cornelius was not as rich as this other man. But Jesus made an offer to him. He was willing. He accepted it. He was friendly with God. He rejected the world. Praise God. He represented a complete and humble submission to God. He willingly embraced the gospel. The rich young ruler, whom God had helped, did not embrace the gospel. We are talking about the essence of prayer. Prayer is beyond talking. Prayer has everything to do with your relationship with him. I want to ask you a very final question. And I want you to be sincere. If I represent God, and I come here, I come to you. Deaconess, come. Come. Please. Come. This man is Deaconess's son. This boy, your son, comes to you and say he needs you to give you the same thing. Who will you give it to? That's the right answer. This is what many of us will do. By this, what have you done? You've rejected me. You've accepted your son. Meanwhile, I am the God of your life. I'm still the God of your son. This is what many of us do. God comes to us in different ways. But we do not respond to him. We constantly reject him, yet want him to do all that he will ever ask of him. God doesn't work that way. Does God need you? Does God need you? God needs you. Who says God doesn't need you? Thank you so much. Let me tell you something. God needs us here. Praise God. God needs us here. That means God wants us. If God doesn't need you, why do you think he will come and die for you if he does not need you? He came to die for you, to reconnect you back to him. And you say he does not need you. God needs you. And if God needs you, it means there are certain things he wants from you. Do you give them those things that he wants from you? I just represented one. God comes to you and says, I want you to do this for me. We don't hear it. It is the one that we want him to do for us that will insist. Praise God. That's one of the challenges that we have. And this narrative has to change. And this is what Christianity is all about. And this is one of the ways, the most potent ways, that a Christian will not be disadvantaged in this world that we live in today. Otherwise, we'll still be turning round and round. It will look as if God does not answer prayer. But like I told you, if your prayers are not answered, those prayers you're making, they're useless. So you must do everything to ensure that your prayers are answered. It's simple. Praise God. It's simple. You cannot be living in immorality, for example, and expect to pray to God and then God will answer your prayer. It doesn't work that way. We've just read it. It doesn't work. God does not answer that way. So if you make prayers, God will just be looking at you. Regardless whether you think you're born again or not. Our lives are for modification. For Him. If God could die for you, yet you cannot give Him. He said, just obey simple instructions. My commandment. That's all He asks of you. You still can't do it. It says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. He uses the word the righteous. It says that the eyes of the Lord, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open to them who pray. The righteous. He said, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. God will not hear the prayers of the evil ones. You will tell me you are not evil. Well, I'm not saying you are either. But think about the reason why your prayers that you have made to God are not answered. Because the essence of prayer is God's answer and responses to them. Hallelujah. So you pray because you're presenting your needs and desires to God. You pray because you're stamping your independence on Him. You pray because you need to grow in faith and trust in Him. You pray for a reason of thanksgiving and praise. You pray for intercession for others. You pray for strengthening your relationship with Him. How many of us take time to pray for others? How many of us take time to pray for others? Most of the time, what we do is to pray for us, to ask and ask and ask. There's nothing wrong in asking. Hallelujah. So we must learn to track why you should pray. I'd like you to stand to your feet. Essence of prayer. Is it everything that you pray that you get results? You get answers to? Do you pray? Why do you pray? What do you pray? Are your prayers answered? We are living in a different time. God is loving. But I tell you that Christians must not be disadvantaged. We have everything that we need. Our lives must shine. God is willing and committed to answer us whenever we pray, whenever we ask anything from Him in the name of Jesus. That's the assurance He has given to us as believers. So anything short of that is not acceptable. is not accepted. Praise God. It's not accepted. If you don't have a job, my brother, kneel down and ask God for a job. Say, Father, I need a job. It's not about us telling him I need a job. God wants to know your intention for having that, for wanting that job. He wants to know. To you now, you want to have that job because you want to shut somebody's mouth up. Because you want to do back your neighbor. Is that the reason? If that's the reason, it's the wrong reason. God looks at the intention of that you're asking. He looks at that intention. He said, Father, I want a job. And I want a job because sometimes I don't have money to go to church because I don't have money. But if I get a job, I will have money to go to church. You have prayed this prayer. But even inside, you have just prayed it from your lips. That's not in your, from your heart. God will still not answer because God knows it. God knows it. He will still not answer you. If that's not the, but truly, if that's the reason why, so that you give to him, so that you give to those who lead. The Bible says, let him that walk, let him that still know, but let him walk with the hands that which is good that he may have to give to them who lead. And now you need a job so that you can contribute your quota to people who are in need. God sees this from your heart. God will give you that job instantly. God will program somebody instantly to give you a job. Praise God. She said, she came here to give a testimony that she has not worked for since she graduated. She has spent this time being a housewife. Praise God. It's what she wanted. She wanted to spend it being a housewife. Praise God. And I thought it's your fault. I said, you know why? She got married, she got pregnant. As the baby don't grow, finish, you don't get another belly. As this one don't grow, you don't get another belly. Where do you now want to walk? Praise God. You want to be carrying three children to go to work. Who will employ you? There is wisdom in everything. Praise God. She's gotten a job now that she's ready. And when she became serious for the job, it showed. You will know that she was serious for the job. And then God gave her a job. God only used me to give her a job. It's God that gave her the job. It's not me. After all, that job would have come since. After all, I was there since. So why didn't still God use me then to give her? She was not ready. Praise God. So it's not for us to come here and take glory, no. She said, God, yes, God used me to help her with a job. God can still use you to help somebody with a job. It depends on how ready that you are. In fact, it depends on the genuineness of your heart. In fact, let me say this. When that job came, she said, I don't want to work on Saturday. In that office, they work on Saturdays. In fact, from 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock. But she consistently said, I don't want to work on Saturday because I want to come and be cleaning church. She said it several times. Once I told the man, she will not work on Saturday. He said, granted. It was not from me. It was from her mind. She had made up her mind long time ago. And she was ready to reject that job if she was to work on Saturday. This is the intentionality I'm talking about. It was different from make I work. I won't come out for house. I never work since. It's not about making the money. In fact, they gave her concessions that nobody in that company enjoys. Praise God. You have been looking for a job for the past 10 years, you have not gotten. My brother, go and ask why you have not gotten that job. You need to change it. check the intention. Listen, let it be genuine. Praise God. Just thank the Lord. Just lift up your hands and thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for the words that you have heard this morning. Thank Him. Thank Him for these words that you have heard. Thank Him for the incredible blessings that He's given to you. The incredible blessings of God over your life. Thank Him. Thank Him for all the things that He has done for you so far. When you thank Him, He will do much more. He will see that gratitude. He will see that heart of gratitude. And then He will do more for you. So it's important that you begin to see and to declare an explosion of God's goodness, an explosion of God's sudden widespread increase upon your life. Begin to see them, begin to declare them, and let them be in tandem with God's word. They should not negate the gospel. They should not derail you from His love. God will not answer them. Begin to pray and declare that you are experiencing the surpassing greatness of God's favor. Begin to pray that the favor of God is upon your life, that the favor of God is over you. That the Lord is elevating you to a higher level than you have ever imagined before. Because it's a possibility, because it is possible. It's not about the things that you see with these physical eyes. It's about the things that you see from a spiritual eyes and mind. Because sometimes that the things you see with these physical eyes, they will not help you. But if God opens your mind, the eyes of your mind, He shows you glorious things, then you will know that anything is possible. He says that He is the rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. He is the rewarder of them who intentionally seek Him. He is the rewarder of them who intentionally call upon His name. He said, if those who are called, who call me by my name, if they will humble themselves and ask me, He said, I will hear from heavens and I will answer them. If they will come to me and humble themselves and pray, He said, I will hear from where I am and I will answer them. Ask the Lord to help you. Begin to pray and ask and begin to declare that God Himself is elevating you to a higher level of life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray that His explosive blessings are all over you. They are upon your life in the name of Jesus. They are your portion in the name of Jesus. Has a dream for you. God has a dream for your life. Can you pray that God's dream for your life is coming to pass? By the things that you have heard, that God will align you to walk in His status. I want you to pray this minute and declare that you cannot be stopped by people. I want you to pray that you cannot be stopped by disappointments. I want you to pray that you cannot be stopped by adversities. I want you to pray that the right people and the right breaks They are in your future. They are in your tomorrow. They are in your today. In the name of Jesus. Pray that the right, God is placing the right people on your way. He's placing them today. He's placing them tomorrow. He's placing them in future for you. Ask the Lord to use you. If God can use anybody, if God needs anybody, let that person be you. Let that person be you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And so, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word that has come forth. Thank you for giving us understanding about the essence of prayer. And that the essence of prayer is receiving answers to them. Father, give me a willing heart. Father, give me and give us humble hearts in the name of Jesus. Father, give us hearts of genuine fellowship with you in the name of Jesus. Father, cause us to be intentional about the prayers that we make. And that those prayers that will not negate your mandates and your commandments in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you place the right men in our future. Father, we ask that you place the right people in our spheres of life. Father, we pray that you will cause us to make the right choices and the right decisions in our walk with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you have heard us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
The message you've just listened to was brought to you by Elements of Carry Center International, number 6, Ogutokutu OPT Road, after Plantation City Estate Fence, OPT. You can worship with us every Sunday, 8 a.m., for our celebration of great service. Wednesdays are for Bible study, 5 p.m., Fridays for prayer and counseling, 9 a.m. Elements of Carry Center International, a place of comfort.